Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. You'll notice that this evening we're not playing the usual Red Nichols version of our theme song, Avalon, but a 1935 version by Harry Roy and his orchestra, which we actually used to use for the opening of the show. That's because at the suggestion of listener Mort in Great Neck, New York, this evening's show is made up of rapidly rotating records all by British bands. This isn't meant to be a comprehensive overview of English bands, just some records I gathered at random from the collection, so your favorite might not be included, but I think it's a nice mix nonetheless. So, with special greetings to Mort, new listener Malcolm in England, and to the members of the British Dance Band News Group, we'll get started with another by Harry Roy. Thank you. Spread a little happiness, which is what I hope we're doing with this special all-British band edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Pianist, arranger, and bandleader Percival Mackey was born in London in 1894 and formed his first band, the Broadway Five, following his service in World War I. Spread a Little Happiness was written and arranged by Vivian Ellis and is from the Binnie Hale, Bobby Howes musical comedy Mr. Cinders. That was recorded in London in November of 1928. Spread a Little Happiness was preceded by a lovely tune written by Sherman Myers called Fairy on the Clock. That was the Rhythmic Eight, a Xonophone studio band generally directed by Bert Furman, but in this case by Brother John, on November 25, 1929. This record features American musicians Sylvester Ahola and Danny Polo, but the practice of hiring freelance U.S. musicians in British dance band was banned by the Ministry of Labor in 1930. We began the show with the King of Hacha, Harry Roy and his orchestra, and the Roy Rag, written by Harry Roy and recorded July 24, 1934. Multi-instrumentalist Harry Roy was born Harry Lipman in London on January 12, 1900. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This is a special all-British band edition of the show, and so without further ado, here's one of new listener Malcolm's favorites, DeBroy Summers and his orchestra.
What did you want to make those eyes for? What did you stop me heaving sighs for? Look what you've done. Look what you've done. What did you let me have that kiss for? What did you make me feel like this for? Look what you've done. Upon the pillow I could once lay my head, and right off to sleep I fall. But now I'll think of you when I go to bed, and I'll get no sleep at all. Oh, look what you've done. What did you make me misbehave for? What did you make me be your slave for? Look what you've done.
Annabelle Lee, whose kiss sensible, who's lovable, Miss Annabelle Lee. Ain't she a pretty baby? What would you give? Ask her in her, support in her, don't forget that she's exclusive. Who's dignified, who's glorified, Miss Annabelle Lee. What makes them fall? She has it all. Just look and you'll see. So you ain't telling me a thing, boy. I'm telling you. Who's wonderful? Who's marvelous? Miss Annabelle Lee.
Thank you. way. I'll go my way, you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here's where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when the highbrow meets the lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame? And you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
The original Havana Band and Crazy Rhythm, written by George W. Meyer and Roger Wolf Kahn from around November 6, 1928. The original Havana Band at the Savoy Hotel was formed in 1921 under the leadership of American saxophonist Bert Ralton, who left in 1923 and turned the band over to Reginald Batten. This iteration of the band was no longer at the Savoy, but was led by violinist and vocalist Ramon Newton. Crazy Rhythm was preceded by Ray Noble and his new Mayfair Orchestra with the vocal by Al Boley and Bedtime Story from October 11, 1932. Bedtime Story was written by Horatio Nichols, Harry Leon, and Leo Towers. Before that, we heard Harry Hudson's Melody Men and the Sidney Clare Lou Pollock Harry Richmond collaboration Miss Annabel Lee from around January 25, 1928. Pianist Harry Hudson recorded under his own name, as well as hundreds of sides under more than 20 pseudonyms, such as the Radio Melody Boys, Deauville Dance Band, Beltona Melodists, and the Palm Beach Players. We began that set on this special British band edition of the show with DeBroy Summers and his orchestra and Look What You've Done, written by Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby. The vocalist on that February 14, 1933 recording was Dan Donovan.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Continuing our special British band edition of the show, here's Sidney Kite.
Thank you. time and start to live your life anew. With heart that's beating and lips repeating, such happiness is too good to be true.
Together with this one thought in mind, make this world a better, brighter place. Tell each blue nose and gloom chaser you'll ever find, hey there, wipe that frown right off your face. Smile, Tanya, smile, you know this whole world is a great world after all. Smile, Tanya, smile, and right away watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted. Time for you and George to get acquainted. Make life worthwhile. Come on and smile, Tanya, smile.
Requested this evening, it's formal, a top hat, a white tie and tail. Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails, because I'm invited to step out this evening with top hat and white tie and tail. I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tail. feuding up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. For I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my pants.
Jack Cooper, backed by Ambrose and his orchestra, October 10th, 1935, and Irving Berlin's Top Hat, White Tie, and Tails. Jack Cooper's real first name was Bert, but with Bert Ambrose directing and Bert Barnes on piano, three Berts in the same band was just too many. Jack Cooper replaced Sam Brown for a short time in the mid-30s while Brown was touring with Elsie Carlisle and the Rhythm Sisters. Ambrose was preceded by Billy Cotton with the Charles O'Flynn, Jack Meskell, Max Rich collaboration, Smile, Darn Ya, Smile, from 1931. The vocalist was Cyril Grantham with an unidentified trio. We began the set with Sidney Kite, K-Y-T-E, and his Piccadilly Hotel Orchestra with a vocal by the Three Ginks with Just Once for All Time from November 28, 1931. I've been guilty in the past of mispronouncing the Three Ginks as the Three Jinks, a common error. The trio consisted of Eric Hanley, known as Sam, Ivor Robbins, or Rob, and Jack Joy. The Close Harmony group was popular on radio and also recorded with other bands including Roy Fox, Harry Hudson, Ray Noble, Jack Payne, and Brian Lawrence. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Continuing this special all-British band edition of the show, here's Joe Loss and his orchestra.
My lonely footsteps stray. where you must ever stay, I place a sweet bouquet, my token of love. Darling, till we meet again, I'll be ever true. When the poppies bloom again, I'll remember you.
Everybody, this is Jack Payne speaking. We're going to play Miss What's Her Name from the film You Made Me Love You.
What's her name? That's why I want you to join the game.
Find the lady, Miss What's Her Name.
Very concerned about you and me.
Me?
They're trying to be nice. They're going out of their way. They offer me advice. Now there must be something in what they say. My very good friend, the milkman, says that I've been losing too much sleep. He doesn't like the hours I keep, and he suggests that you should marry me.
He may be right.
My very good friend, the postman, says that it would make his burden less if we both had the same address. And he suggests that you should marry me.
Shall we help him?
Then there's a very friendly fellow who prints all the latest real estate news.
About what?
Every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. My very good friends and neighbors say that they've been watching things I do, and they believe that I love you. So I suggest that you should marry me. What do you say?
Oh, my very good friend, the parson, says he's seen us walking out of late and wants to make a future date. And he suggests that you should marry me.
Oh, he did.
And my very good friend, the baker, says I guarantee that I could bake a very scrumptious wedding cake.
Yum, yum.
He suggests that you should marry me.
Be a bad idea.
Then there's my friend who runs the travel bureau.
What did he say?
He told me to come again soon, and next time bring my lucky hero to plan a perfect honeymoon.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my very good friend, the draper, says that she has things down at the store to help me fill my bottom drawer. So I'll give in and you shall marry me.
Okay.
Jack Jackson, his orchestra, and his vocal, along with an unidentified female vocalist and my very good friend the Milkman, from October 4th, 1935. You already know what preceded that because Jack Payne himself told you. Miss What's-Her-Name, written by Noel Gay and Stanley Lupino. The vocalist on that January 1934 recording was Billy Scott Comer. Before Jack Payne, we heard Jay Wilbur and his band recording on the Crown label as the Rhythm Rascals, one of many pseudonyms invented to hide the identity of the band, and Tiger Rag from June 19, 1935. We started off with Chick Henderson, backed by Joe Loss and his orchestra, and When the Poppies Bloom Again. That was written by Leo Towers, Morton Morrow, and Don Pelosi, and recorded October 10, 1936.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Here to begin this final segment of this all-British edition of the show is the Devonshire Restaurant Dance Band.
When you see them do the Borneo, you'll just put your jewels in. Thank you.
Bowie started off this final segment of this all-British band edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Bert Furman directing the Devonshire Restaurant Dance Band and doubling on violin on Sugarfoot Stomp, recorded May 26, 1927. Then, from June of 1928, we heard Jack Hilton and his orchestra and Borneo, written by Walter Donaldson. Jack Hilton sang the vocal refrain, and the scat vocalist was Jack Jackson. We finished up in February of 1925 with Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra and I Want to Be Happy from the team of Bob Efros and Phil Wall. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.